from Joel, God's promised spirit, turn to a merciful God. Joel is lamenting the loss of Judah. A kingdom burns. All is lost, and a country cries out to the God who seems to have turned from the people. Joel calls to God, pleading for a reprieve from hurt and loss. God is not turning from Joel, but has let Judah go its own way until it destroyed itself. When people turn from God and things go bad, we should not blame God. When we are broken and weak, we should not think God has left us alone. God will never let us go or leave us. God's love, inseparable from us by anything on earth or under the earth, not in life nor in death, can God's love be kept from us. God will receive us back when we turn back to God. When we stop running from God, God is right there. You see, we seem to think God stopped talking to us, so we turned to the self-made gods of this world. Not unlike the golden calf Aaron made in the desert as the people waited for Moses, we make our own golden images and gods. We find comfort short-term in the things this world offers us. We long for God to come when we think we have waited long enough. When we think God will never come, we turn away from God. In our waiting, we become restless. We turn to our own imaginations and start doing things that pull us away from the true God of Judah. God did not tell Joel when the Messiah would return to take away our tears. God said God would come. God makes promises to God's people and never breaks the covenant made. We have broken the covenant, and God goes silent as we run the other direction. Like Jonah, we think we know what is best for ourselves, and we, like Jonah, are wrong. God has called us to return, even when we do not deserve God's love. God promised a spirit of mercy to all God's children, and we receive God in Christ Jesus as God opens the gate of forgiveness and love to all who turn back. God waits for us. Turn to the open gate of God's promised spirit in Jesus Christ and live. Amen. Let us pray. Loving Lord, when we have strayed, you have called us to come home to you. Return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. With all our hearts, we return to you and gratefully accept your gentle love for the sake of the one whose spirit lives in us, the open gate of Jesus Christ, our loving Savior. Amen.